Hey everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin. I am coming to you live. I am just getting this setup going. Hello, welcome everyone. It is a beautiful day here and I'm excited to be with you on this special emotional eating teleclass where we are going to go over a lot of questions, a lot of your questions. Let me start with introductions. I am Kim McLaughlin. I am from Feed Your Soul Unlimited, feedyoursoulunlimited.com. And I come to you monthly for these teleclasses to talk to you about everything helping you end emotional eating. And today is a special call because it is, I got something here in my mouth here. Ah, there we go. Today is special because it's Q&A Monday. And what I got is I have 8 questions in front of me. And I plan to answer as many as I can within the next 45 minutes. So I really want to get into it. First, let me tell you, I am so honored to do these calls. I do them on a monthly basis. Actually, I took the last couple of months off and we had an audio that I shared with you for a couple of months on mindfulness. And I share these calls because I help people when they're feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, and overloaded, and it shows up in overeating. And I help them feel better about themselves. I help them put food in the proper places, nourishment. And I know that's why you all are here. You're here to learn a lot of different techniques and tools and to understand deeper what food means to you, and also how to release the kind of the grasp that it has on you. And so let's get into this. I have a lot of things to go over, as I said, and let's just get into it. So the first question, I have a lot of questions and I'm not going to put anybody's name to the question. I like to have them be more anonymous and have you feel free to submit questions to me. And actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to move from this teleclass way of being with everybody and I'm going to move into having a podcast. So next you hear from me, it will be live on my podcast. And I really want you to send me show ideas. What do you want to hear about overeating, emotional eating, binge eating, weight, your body, self-love? Send them to me at info@feedyoursoulunlimited.com. Send me your ideas. I really want to know, what do you want to hear? Because I'm making a list and I'm going to get out podcasts to all of you in areas that will support you. So that being said, let's get to the first question. And the first question is really kind of, I think it resonates with all of us. It certainly resonated with me. And one person asked the question, why am I so afraid of being fat? Why am I so afraid of being fat? And I would ask you, I remember myself that I have always been afraid of gaining weight, afraid that how I'm going to look, afraid of how I'm going to be perceived. And I would then go on any diet I could to not feel fat or to not get fat. But I think the question is so interesting is why am I so afraid of being fat? And I think that goes to a societal prejudice and judgment about weight and about how we look, and that being fat, I actually don't often use the term fat. I'm going to digress for a second because I find it to be awfully negative. And I just think people are the size that they are, and that it's really about, for me, about calling it a size larger than we want to be, or a size larger than what other people think is big. And actually I had talked to somebody who really, in my industry, who calls it fat, and she says she's fat and that she talks about fatness. And She really challenged me on the idea of using that term fat. And so I'm still working it through. I'm not 100% on using that term, the fat word, the F word. But I get where a lot of people do, and the negative idea of it. And actually what this speaker talked about is she talked about not having judgment about being fat, and that we can call it fat, but that let's let go of the judgment. And that's what comes to me when you ask the question, why am I so afraid of being fat? This is a common issue. It's like, I don't want to get fat. I don't want to be fat. And why are we afraid of being fat? Well, I think part of it is what we've been told about fatness is ugly. Fatness is bad. Fatness means that we are sloth, dirty and always hungry and are overeaters and just a lot of negative judgment, that we don't do much, that lazy comes out a lot when we talk about fatness, is that, and that there are such negative ideas that could put onto fatness or being heavier than you want to be or being heavier than what society thinks is okay. And that since there's such a negative idea about it, we don't want to be that. And what I want you to do is really embrace the idea that you are afraid of being fat. And what happens is what we put our mind to often grows. And that if we put our mind to that we're fat, and I think that generally goes with fat or ugly or terrible or unlovable, that when we think about that, we then become afraid, and then we start to overeat because we feel afraid. And what I would love for you to do is to, for all of you who are afraid of being fat, is to start journaling or thinking about what does that mean for you, that if you were fat, or what does that mean? What is fatness about for you? And why is it so bad? That's what I wonder, is why is it so bad? And I come back to the idea that it's about judgment and about how much we judge ourselves. And being judgmental of yourself is never going to work. It's never going to get you where you want to go, which really is having peace with food, having peace with your body, feeling comfortable in your skin. And when we're afraid of being fat, afraid of our bodies, afraid of our size, we then feel bad about ourselves. And what I know with 100% certainty is that when we feel bad about ourselves, we overeat. That's our go-to. When emotional eating comes into play, overeating comes into play, it's because we feel bad about ourselves. And so I want you to journal, think about, talk to me about it, about what it would be like to let that go, to release that idea of fatness, of being afraid of your body, of being afraid of your size. And let's just call it, this is what my body looks like. This is the size I am right now, and I am working towards being okay with it. That would be my hope for you, is working towards feeling okay in your skin, in your body. And one way I was just talking about with you is journal. Get some journal questions. I actually am, in my upcoming book, I have a lot of journal questions, and I'll have a journal companion book that will help you with those questions. And maybe I might add some more about this now that you're bringing it up. But that's what I recommend about looking at fatness and what does that mean for you. So let's move on to the next question. This is a good question. It is, what is emotional eating? And what they added on was, I don't eat for emotional reasons. So this is interesting that people will ask me what emotional eating is, and then they'll go on to tell me that they're not an emotional eater. When they begin to describe how they eat, they actually are emotional eaters, just not wanting to own it. It's a scary thing to own it. So let's just sit back and let me talk to you about what is emotional eating. Emotional eating is eating for reasons other than hunger. Eating for reasons other than hunger. Eating when you just don't know why and you feel drawn to food. And it's really to manage what's going on inside, what's going on inside of yourself. And it might not be what people often think, is that when they're emotional eaters, that means that it's a one for one experience. I have sadness, I overeat. I have anger, I overeat. I'm frustrated, I overeat. And that's not how it works. It's not that that targeted where you have a feeling and then you overeat. What happens is that there's just this kind of something's going on around you, maybe feeling a little uncomfortable, feeling a little off. And then there's this gentle nudge towards, oh, I want to eat. Oh, something sweet sounds good. Oh, something salty sounds good. Oh, something fatty, or things that I wouldn't really want. Oh, I'm not really hungry, but I want to have these certain things and I feel drawn to them. And what I find consistently is that when those feelings of I want to eat, I want to overeat, I want to eat when I'm not hungry can actually come up and do come up after feelings, but we just don't recognize the feelings, hence why we overeat and we don't know why. So I would challenge you, encourage you to start looking at this, and that if you're having this thought of overeating, a thought of wanting a certain food and you can't not have it, I've got to get this thing or I'm going to hurt somebody, I've got to have chocolate, I've got to have ice cream, I've got to have whatever, I want you to listen to that and wonder, what is that about? Because I get it, when you're over hungry and I'm hungry for lunch and I've really got to have lunch, that's a different thing than what we're talking about. What we're talking about is needing to have a certain food. I've got to have this or I'm not going to feel okay. And what when you don't think you eat for emotional reasons, just track back. What was going on before that thought came, before that kind of obsession came up for that particular food? Think about what was going on, what was happening in your life, and then how were you feeling while that was going on? And I can find, when I work with people on this, I can find pretty consistently that it tracks back to feelings of anxiety, feelings of anger, feelings of frustration, overwhelm. It also is feeling lots of times bored. I'm bored and I'm lonely. And those feelings are, when we track it back, we can find those feelings led to that thought about wanting to eat this certain food or overeat. And then we end up eating, right? Thoughts, the feelings, the behavior. So just consider, when am I wanting to overeat and what's going on before that? And what's the emotion attached to that? And then wonder for yourself, am I actually eating for emotional reasons? I think you'll find quite often that it's true. And the goodness in knowing this is that then you can do something about it, because people end up being frustrated. And like the other question of the fear of being fat, it's like, well, so what's going on that maybe you're eating more than you want, or your fear about food can also go in the fear of being fat, the fear about food, the fear of not wanting to have food around you. And just start noticing that and start wondering is if you are eating for emotional reasons. So that's my encouragement for you, is to look at that as something that actually might fit for you. Okay, the number three question here is, this is a good one. That actually goes with number two. And the person asks, I eat because I'm stressed. Is that emotional eating? Yes, it is. But let me first give you the idea about stress. Stress is not a feeling. We in the psychology world don't call stress a feeling in and of itself. Stress to me is an accumulation, a conglomeration, a bunch of feelings all put together. And then we know, we identify it as stress. So stress for each of us looks different. And I think stress for each of us looks different at certain points in time. Stress can be, I feel overwhelmed, confused, sad, lonely. Or it can be, I feel excited, worried, and nervous. And it leads to this feeling of kind of hyper arousal state. And but the feelings are different for everybody at different points in time. So what I encourage you to do is when you notice, when you're making the statements that I feel stressed, and I even use it too, and I try and veer away from it myself because it doesn't really put the language to really what the feeling is. And I try and think of what are the feelings. And what I find with stress is it's more than one. It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's a lot of feelings all together. It's a conglomeration of them. And so if you eat because you're stressed, is that emotional eating? Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because stress is a bunch of feelings that you're eating over. If you're eating because you're stressed, you're eating from those feelings that equal stress for you, right? And what happens, why stress feels so overwhelming to deal with is because it's a bunch of feelings. And an important factor in this is to start identifying what's going on and what are these feelings? Because once we start to notice the feelings, name the feelings, we can do something about the feelings. Then the feelings aren't out of our control. And that's when people talk about stress, it feels out of control because it is so many feelings all at once. So start identifying those feelings. Just we talked about that with wondering if you're an emotional eater. When you're stressed, what are those feelings? And what are they leading you to do? Generally, it is overeating with people that I talk to. And it would be, once again, working back from, I'm wanting to overeat. I feel stressed. What are these stressful feelings? And asking yourself, what are they? Start to name them. And then wonder, what do I need to do about these feelings? And just give yourself time and encouragement that you can do it, because it just takes a while to figure out stress and what that means. It's also, stress is a very, it's a socially accepted word. And we all say, oh, how are you doing? Oh, I'm stressed. How are you doing? I'm stressed. I'm feeling stressed. I'm stressed. And we encourage that of each other, but it really lacks the finesse of really what is the feeling. So when you start to say that word, say, I'm stressed. And for me, that right now, that is overwhelmed, anxious, sad. And even if somebody's telling you they're stressed, so what does that mean for you? I ask that all the time. People will say they're stressed. I said, so what feelings are those for you? Because it's very individual and very personal. So if you eat because you're stressed, is that emotionally mean? Yes. And it just takes more time to figure out what those feelings are. And I encourage you, when you start saying that you're stressed, start backing up and figuring out which feelings actually are those that are those stressful feelings. Okay. Let's move on to our fourth question. This is a really big one, and I'll do my best to answer it in a way that might give you something to go away with today. The question is, I hate myself every time I binge. How do I stop binge eating? I hate myself every time I binge. How do I stop binge eating? I get it. It's the feeling is common, and lots of people who binge hate themselves. And there's this, so let me talk to you about the diet mentality, because I think that goes with this, is that one of the reasons why we binge is because we restrict ourselves. And actually, there are lots of reasons why we binge, but this is one of the biggest, I think. And we haven't talked about it in a long time. And I think it's good to come back to this, especially for those of you that are listening for the first time. Binging comes from a feeling of deprivation. And so if you had a circle, and at the top of the circle, you'd put dieting and restriction. And that means I can't have this, I can't have that, I can't have this, I can't have these foods. We then lead to around the circle to binging, to overeating, to eating more than we want, to feeling out of control with food. And what happens when we feel out of control, we come up to the next part in the circle, which is guilt and shame. And we feel bad about ourselves. And when somebody says, I hate myself, it's really you've really connected in to that deep feeling of shame and guilt. And they're deep feelings that we have about ourselves. And when we binge, and we binge repeatedly, it always comes down to, in the end, how much you hate yourself and how much you don't like what you're doing. And you might not use the word hate, but you might say, I don't like what I do. I don't like this behavior. I don't like myself. And that's that guilt and shame. And what happens is that when we go around this cycle, when we feel that guilt and shame, we then go back to wanting to restrict. I can't have this certain food. I hate being so fat. I've got to stop eating. I've got to go on a calorie restricted diet. I've got to exercise. And then we go back around the circle to then, as we restrict, we then binge. I'm moving my finger around the circle. Then we move back up to guilt and shame and feeling bad about ourselves. And then moving back up to restrict and binge, or restrict and deprive. So one important concept to get to help you to stop binge eating is to understand for yourself, how am I restricting? How am I saying no to food? How am I saying I can't have these certain things, these certain foods? And what is that about for me? Because when we restrict, we want to binge. I am not giving you full permission to eat everything all the time, no matter what. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is notice how you're saying no to yourself, and notice how that engages the rebel inside of you. And when that rebel is engaged, it makes us want to eat, and it makes us binge. And when we restrict, we engage that rebel side in all of us, and we all have that rebel side. And then that leads to binging, and then that leads to hating ourselves and not liking ourselves. You know, when I talk about how to stop binge eating, I actually have a course on it, a long course, weeks of a course. I just wrote a book about it. It's the 6 steps of ending emotional eating. It's a Feed Your Soul, Nourish Your Life 6-step system to end overeating and have peace with food. And so it's not that there's one thing you can do to end it. It's been a long struggle. I want you to give yourself credit for being on this call and listening and considering that there might be another way to manage food. And this is one way to help you stop binge eating. It's 6 weeks of a course that I offer that helps you move into that. This is one way to do it. And actually, I'll talk at the end more about the course and see if that might be something that's of value to you. But for right now, start thinking about where you restrict food and how you might look at food differently. Okay, now let's move on to question number 5. And once again, I really appreciate all these questions. When I start my podcast, I really want to hear what you all want me to talk about. info@feedyoursoulunlimited.com. info@feedyoursoulunlimited.com. Send me your questions. Send me the podcast you want to hear. What are the topics you want to hear? These are questions from various people that I've gotten. And some will fit for you and some won't. But when we start having the podcast, we're going to have full-on topics that I'm really excited that will match where all of you are at. So this fifth question is, why do I feel so alone? Overeating is a feeling of being alone. It just goes. One of the biggest feelings people have about overeating is loneliness. And I notice that all the time. And also overeating in and of itself is a lonely process. It's really internal, where we have that kind of fight with ourselves about, should I eat or shouldn't I eat? Is this good food? Is this bad food? Am I in enough calories? Am I not in enough calories? Am I eating too much sugar? Should I not eat sugar? Is fat okay? Is fat not okay? Should I have this soda or not? There's all these challenges that we have inside our mind, inside of ourselves. We have a constant battle. And when we keep that battle inside, we feel really alone. And we think that we're the only ones. We think we're the only ones with this problem. And that, to me, is the biggest point about this, is why I do these calls, why I'm going to do the podcast that I'm going to do, is that I want you to know you're not alone. You're not the only one with these feelings. And I've experienced probably all the feelings you've experienced, and all the people that listen to me and that are in my program all understand. I actually started a Facebook group to help people not feel so alone. It's called Feed Your Soul Community. Feed Your Soul Community. I'll do a link in the notes so that you can link to it. But it's a great place to get support, to know that you're not alone, to look at how to heal from overeating and how to look at this in a different way. So you feel alone because you're stuck in your head. And the one way to get out of your head is to be in community. And that's why I love the Feed Your Soul Community in my Facebook group, because we're a community and we all get it and we all understand. So you feel so alone because you are, and you're stuck inside your head, or you feel so alone because you've acted in a manner that keeps you alone. You don't have to be alone anymore. This is the chance. We understand. And I encourage you, for being on this call, it's a step out of that loneliness. So join the Facebook group. It's a free page, and join with other people to get encouragement to look at food differently. Okay, this is an interesting question. I love these questions. And number six, the sixth question I have is, I can't find the right diet. I keep trying different diets and I can't keep the weight off. What's the best way to lose weight? Well, you're in an interesting place, because we don't do diets here. I don't do diets. I don't talk about diets. We don't do diets. I think there is no right diet, because if there was, we would all be doing it and it would work for every single one of us and we wouldn't gain weight. So let's just put that off the table. There is no right diet. And remember, earlier I talked about the restriction cycle, the binge cycle. Restrict, which concludes diet, remember, in the circle, then binging, then guilt and shame. Then we go back up to restricting and dieting. Anytime you restrict your diet, you're leading yourself to binge. That's just how it is. I think everybody, what I recommend is an intuitive eating as a style of eating, and that is checking in with your body and what does your body need. And everybody is different. Some people, gluten doesn't work for them. Some people can eat all the bread in the world. It doesn't matter. Some people are sensitive to caffeine. Some people are sensitive to sugar. Some people are diabetic. Some are lactose intolerant. And so eating in a certain way will make some people's tummy upset, will make their face break out, will give them a headache, and your body's having a negative reaction to certain type of food. So what I encourage you to do is find what foods work for you. I have been incredibly happy and satisfied with food, and feel that food's in its proper place as nourishment for me, once I found the foods that work for me, and I found a style of eating that works really well for me. And I'm not going to get into what that is here. If you talk to me privately, I'll talk to you about it. But there's a way of eating for me that's not dieting. And it's all about what supports my body and makes me feel good. And it includes lots of foods. What I think of is that we move off of this idea of there are good foods and bad foods. And there's just food. And there's what I think of it as is there's food that works better in my body. And I want to embrace that. There are foods that actually upset my stomach, don't make me feel good, give me a headache. And if I'm drawn to them, I wonder what's going on with me that I want to eat foods that don't work for me. It's really finding that intuitive spot where you figure out what works for you. So I don't recommend dieting. I don't talk about dieting. And I encourage you not to also. And if you think dieting is okay, check out my book. Where is it? Here it is. It's actually going to come out. It's right here for those of you who are looking. Can you see it? It's Feed Your Soul, Nourish Your Life, A Six-Step System to Peace with Food. I talk a lot about dieting in there, and I ask a lot of questions about ways to move off of dieting. It's going to be released around September the 1st, and I highly recommend you get that. As the month moves on, I'll let you know more about that book. But there are lots of things to do besides dieting that put food in its proper place as nourishment and give you peace with food. So that's my little soapbox about dieting. And once again, if you want to talk more, actually, well, what's interesting is that I'm looking now at question number 7. So it said, we're going to talk more about dieting then, because the 7th question, the other question I have is what's wrong with dieting? So let me see, what more can I say about dieting? It's obviously high in all of your priority since I have 2 questions on it. Well, what's wrong with dieting? Dieting to me, when I'm in dieting mode, it tells me what I can and can't eat. And there's no room for me to make a decision about what I can and can't eat. Dieting for me is about restriction and saying I can't have certain things, saying certain things are bad for me. And it's really about living with food. To me, it's also about being afraid of food and being fearful. I know lots of my clients will talk about not wanting to have certain foods in the house because they'll binge on them and they'll overeat. And we have in our house right now, we have cookies, we have bread, we have pasta, we have chocolate, we have a couple of kinds of cookies, maybe. What else do we have? We have granola bars, we have cereal, we have all kinds of foods, and they don't call to me. I don't think about them. They're just in there. And if I want something, I ask myself, am I hungry? Is this really what I want? Is it going to nourish my body? Is it going to take care of me in the way I need to be taken care of? And if that's a yes, I sit down and I have it. And if it's a no and I'm obsessing about it, I'll think about, well, what's going on, Kim? And I'll check in with myself. And it's really that simple. But this is after the 6-step system that I talk about with you, in my program, in my book. It's what I do myself. It's personal to me, and it's personal to my clients because they use it too. And is it 100%? No. I think we often, we can go back. I sometimes think about restricting, like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I shouldn't have that. But more, I think about what serves my body and what's in my physical best interest. And I go with that. And it's not about dieting. It's about what works for my body. So what's wrong with dieting? For me, it leads me to binge. For the people that I work with, it leads them to binge. And it also makes us fear food. And I want you to have peace with food. So that's what's wrong with dieting for me, is it makes us fear food and fear eating. and feel angry with ourselves after we've eaten something that is bad. And I don't want that for you. So that to me is what's wrong with dieting. So lastly, we have again about feeling fat, unhappy, and what can I do? And once again, just like dieting, this idea of feeling fat, feeling unhappy, and what can you do is start doing all the things we've been talking about today. Start looking at food differently. Start wondering if you're restricting yourself, and are you ending up binging? And then just, I think also challenge yourself about, do you need help with this? Is this a problem that's not going away? And do you need help with this? And if you do, I would love to talk with you, because I'm offering for everybody on this call a free breakthrough session. Let's get on the phone. I'll link up in the show notes. I'll link up a form for you to schedule a free call with me. Let's get on the phone. Let's talk about what's up for you. These 8 questions, I'm talking about them in generalities. Some of it might fit for you and some of it might not, because when I talk in generalities, it's really just what's kind of forefront in my mind right now. But there are probably, I'm confident there are more questions that you have. I would love to talk to you about that. I have a program starting up, the 6-step systems to feed your soul, and it starts up September the 10th. Let's talk about it. Is that the system that is going to help you? Is that what you need? I don't know. Is maybe reading my book, maybe that might help you. I don't know. Maybe I can steer you in the direction of somebody else that might help you, or maybe you need just a little bit of tweaks to help you figure something out. Let's get on the phone and let's talk about it. Let's have a breakthrough session. It's completely free. No hard pressure, no hard sell. I want you to go in the place that's best for you. So when you ask the question, I feel fat, unhappy, what can I do? Talk to me. Give me a call. And let's talk about this for you in particular. And let's move off of talking about it in generalities. Also, sign up for my free Facebook group, Feed Your Soul Community. I would love to have you be a part of our group. Move off of feeling alone. Move off of feeling unhappy. Start joining in community, because that is talking in truth with people about what's really going on. When we have positive, affirmative, caring ways to help you move through this. What I know about that feeling fat and unhappy is that you're beating yourself up. You're telling yourself negative things. You're down on yourself. And I promise you, there is a different way to live. There is a way that will provide happiness and fulfillment for you. And I want that for you today. So I'm so glad you've been on this call, and I hope you have some takeaways. I know we've had quite a few ideas of what you can do. If anything, I want your takeaway to be you're not alone. You're not alone in what's going on, and you're not alone in struggling with food and struggling with your weight and wondering what in the heck you're going to do about it. I get it. I've been there, and I would love to talk to you more about this. So in the show, like I said, in the show notes, I'm going to talk to you about how you can get a hold of me. I really encourage you to do it. I look forward to having more time spent with you. If you have questions for my future podcasts, info@feedyoursoulunlimited.com. I wish you all a great rest of the day. I look forward to talking to you and to helping you figure out how to feed your soul and put food in its proper place as nourishment. This is Kim McLaughlin from Feed Your Soul Unlimited. Bye, and have a great rest of the day.